This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Black holes, the cosmos, space, and time travel, science and technology, brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku,
at GCNlive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. On Science Fantastic, we profile the amazing, jaw-dropping scientific discoveries which are revolutionizing our world and touching our lives. And in this hour, once again, we're going to throw the lines open because this hour is your hour. Consider this your hour. This is the time when you can get to the phones and call that number, 612-564-8135. Write that number down, 612-564-8135, and ask a question. Leave your name, call letters of the radio station you're listening to, and the city you're calling from, and bingo! Perhaps one day you can get on Science Fantastic. And again, I'd like to say thank you so much for those people that attended my book tour. I went through San Francisco, Los Angeles, Chicago. I went through Washington, Philadelphia, New York, Boston, signing your copy of my latest New York Times bestseller, The Future of Humanity, about the future of our destiny in outer space. You know, it's not like the 1960s when we had a race with the Russians. And it didn't matter how much it cost to put our astronauts on the moon, but that was unsustainable. Back in 1966, at the height of the Cold War, the NASA budget was 5% of the total federal budget. Now, that's unsustainable. You cannot sustain 5% of every tax dollar to the Apollo space program. Sure enough, the space program collapsed as a consequence. And for 50 years, NASA became the agency to nowhere. It didn't go anywhere. It didn't do anything beyond Earth orbit. So now we're entering the second golden age of space travel. Prices have dropped dramatically. For example, many of you have seen the movie The Martian, starring Matt Damon. You've seen that movie, right? Great movie. That movie cost $100 million to make. But hey, the Indians put a space probe on the Mars at a cost of $70 million. So a Hollywood movie about going to Mars actually costs more than going to Mars in reality. Think about that. And then Elon Musk of SpaceX, well, millions of people tuned into that website to see the launching of the Falcon Heavy. Why? That was a moon rocket. The first time in 50 years that a moon rocket took off from Cape Canaveral. That was historic. There were no astronauts on that mission, but starting next year, NASA, not to be outdone, has its own moon rocket, the SLS booster. It'll carry the Orion spacecraft orbiting around the moon starting next year. That's right, we're going back to the moon. In fact, we could have a traffic jam around the moon because we have not one, not two, but three potential booster rockets to take us to the moon. We have NASA with the SLS booster rocket. It's scheduled for a mission starting next year. We have Elon Musk with SpaceX and the Falcon Heavy. That is also fully equipped to go to the moon. And then we have Jeff Bezos, richest man on Earth, owner of Amazon.com. He has endowed his own fleet of rockets in Texas, where he has a spaceport. He doesn't have to go to Cape Canaveral. He has his own personal spaceport in Texas. Well, find out what all the excitement is about as we go back to the moon starting next year. We go on to Mars. The President of the United States made it official. First, the moon. Then Mars, then beyond. Beyond meaning the asteroid belt, and who knows, maybe even the moons of Jupiter and Saturn. So there's excitement now. People are getting revved up. Children say, yeah, I want to learn about outer space. Things are changing now. We're getting new ideas, new money, new funds. A lot of it coming from Silicon Valley. Because these people, when they were children, they dreamed of going to the stars. Now they are billionaires. They have the money to take a personal checkbook and write a check to pay for a moon rocket and a Mars rocket. Think about this. This is a whole new ball game we're talking about that I chronicle in my book, The Future of Humanity. Okay, well, enough about that. Let's move on to the first listener phone call.
My name is Levi Schumacher. I am not listening to the radio. I saw your post on Twitter, Dr. Michio Kaku, and I love all your work. I'm a geophysicist from Colorado School of Mines. And my question is, how far are we away from anti-gravity propulsion for use in aircraft and the private sector? And what method of physics would we use? Would it be electrostatic, nuclear, or what fuel sources and or physics and chemistry and mechanical engineering? Thank you.
Okay, well, thanks for the question. I hate to disappoint people out there. We've all seen movies like Back to the Future, where we have hoverboards, skateboards that literally glide right over the surface of the Earth because of anti-gravity. We've seen anti-gravity, for example, in Star Trek. We've seen Captain Kirk, for example, go outside the Enterprise, controlling where he is using anti-gravity. But sorry about that. It turns out that anti-gravity, the kind of thing you see in the movies, does not exist. Now, let me explain why. And what about substitutes for anti-gravity? Well, first of all, we have something called antimatter, which is the opposite of matter. Electrons have negative charge. We all learned that in high school. But hot positive electrons are positrons, and they have the opposite charge. They're positively charged. So antimatter has an opposite charge. But you see, light has no charge, and anti-light is light. So the antiphoton, a particle of light, is the photon itself. It is its own antiparticle. Now, gravity is broken up into gravitons, and if you do the same calculation, you find that anti-gravitons is gravitons. Sorry about that. So, in other words, as far as the Earth is concerned, we do not have a source of anti-gravity, especially like the hoverboards in the movie Back to the Future. Now, there is anti-gravity on the cosmological scale. That's called negative energy, and that's blowing the universe apart. The energy of the Big Bang that is pushing the gravities apart, pushing the galaxies apart, that is called negative energy, dark energy, and it is anti-gravitational. But it is extremely weak. It only exists on galactic scales. And so if you want to have a hoverboard, sorry about that. It's not going to work. So people have tried other methods to create anti-gravity. One way of creating artificial gravity on a space station is to spin it, and that gives you centrifugal force, which allows you to create an artificial gravity even in the weightlessness of outer space if you spin the spacecraft. However, that's expensive, and NASA has no plans at the present time to spin its spacecraft. Too expensive. Then you have magnetism, which I think is the most logical choice. For example, if we have room temperature superconductors, then the dream of hoverboards could become a reality. Now, what's the catch? The catch is that room temperature superconductors have not yet been found. We have superconductors. We have superconductors at medium low temperatures, but not at room temperatures. And that's the problem. If one day some inventor can create room temperature superconductors, then yes, you could hover right over a skating rink over the air rather than touching the ice. And so my advice to people who believe in anti-gravity is, well, you may have to wait a while. Sorry about that. Okay, let's take a short commercial break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135, and maybe you can get on national radio.
still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Once again, this hour is your hour. This is the time when you can get to the telephones and call 612-564-8135 and have your thoughts heard on national radio. Well, sometimes you're all by yourself and this question just pops into your mind and you just got to know the answer to it. But you're all alone. There's no one to talk to. And you want to talk to a scientist? Well, here's your chance. You can call me on the phone by calling 612-564-8135. You'll get a recording. Leave your name, call letters of the radio station you're listening to, if you're listening to a radio station, and the city you're calling from. And perhaps that recording will get on national radio and you'll be able to ask that question or make that comment that's always been bothering you about this great universe of ours. So keep the calls coming at 612-564-8135. Okay, let's move on now to the next listener phone call.
Hello, this is Garrett. I'm calling from Seattle, Washington. And the question that I wanted to ask is, based on the current theories for space-based propulsion technologies that are out there, which ones do you think are the most viable options for us to be able to reach Mars and the asteroid belt? Thank you very much.
Well, you ask a question that is at the center of politics right now because, well, the President of the United States has made it official. First, we go to the moon, then to Mars, and then beyond. So then the question is, what is the best economical and fastest way to go to these celestial bodies? Well, first of all, to the moon, that's a piece of cake. A chemical rocket can get there in 3 days. You leave on Monday. You arrive on Thursday and come back over the weekend. You can have a weekend jaunt on the moon. And also, I think that our grandkids may have the option of honeymooning on the moon because it's really a hop, skip, and a jump from the Earth. And prices have been dropping dramatically. And so it may not cost that much to honeymoon on the moon. Now, Mars is a little bit different. Mars is farther away. A chemical rocket like the Saturn V would take about, 7 to 9 months to get to Mars on a one-way trip. A round trip would therefore be about 2 years. Now, is it possible to reduce the speed? And the answer is yes. Elon Musk says he can probably get it down to a few months, not 7 to 9 months, but how? He didn't say how. Well, it turns out that there is an engine called the plasma ion engine, which shoots out a hot ionized plasma from the exhaust and allows you to go to Mars literally in a few months. So a round trip may just take half a year. And so what's the catch? There's always a catch someplace, right? It turns out that plasma ion engines depend upon their energy source. If that energy source is nuclear, then yes, it may be possible, at least on paper, to create a plasma ion engine that'll reach Mars in just a few months. The catch is, of course, that it is nuclear, and we have to be very careful that it doesn't blow up on the launch pad or contaminate the astronauts or cause a meltdown on Mars. So there's all these problems that have to be solved. One way of doing it is to fire up the engines chemically and assemble the rocket in outer space, just like we assemble the space station in outer space, and then fire up the engine, then fire up the nuclear reactor. Well, that's still pretty risky. I personally hope that we don't have to go that route, but it is a route that is being talked about, and that is the nuclear plasma ion engine. Now, what about warp drive? Well, that's a whole nother question, because on Star Trek, they make it seem so easy. You just turn on the antimatter impulse engines and go to warp factor, whatever, and there you are. However, not so fast. It turns out that warp drive may be possible, but it requires a technology far more advanced than anything we can muster here on the planet Earth. And so just to summarize, to go to Mars in a chemical rocket takes about 7 to 9 months, 2 years for a round-trip mission. But, a question mark, can a plasma engine cut down the cost and time involved? And that is still a question mark. Okay, well, let's move on now to the next listener phone call.
Hey, so my name is Caleb Woods, and I'm from Jasper, Alabama. First off, I just want to say I'm a huge fan, and thank you for being such a great communicator of science. I have what is really a two-part question. First, how successful do you think the dark matter detectors being built on Earth will be in the next decade? And second, what type of space telescope or other technologies should we be trying to build for the purpose of off-planet detection of dark matter?
Well, you ask a question about dark matter, and dark matter is extremely difficult to detect precisely because it is dark. It is invisible. Now, you may say to yourself, what? If something is invisible, then how do we know that it even exists? Well, that was the problem for many decades. You see, back in the 1960s, astronomer Vera Rubin conjectured that dark matter must exist. Because, you see, the galaxy is spinning too fast, like a pinwheel. By rights, it should fall apart. But here we are, safely in the Milky Way galaxy. It's been stable for 10 billion years. And what holds the galaxy together? By rights, the galaxy is moving 10 times too fast. By rights, it should fly apart like a pinwheel that is out of control. But here we are in a very stable galaxy. Well, the postulation was that there's a halo of dark matter surrounding the Milky Way galaxy. But what is it made of? Well, we looked at the usual candidates, maybe neutrons, maybe neutrinos, things that have neutral charge. Nope. One by one, we cross them all off. In other words, dark matter really is a new form of matter. So every high school textbook is wrong when it says that the universe is mainly made out of atoms. Nope, sorry about that. Dark matter is 10 times more plentiful than ordinary matter. So how do we detect it? Well, there's several proposals that have been made. One of course, is to look at the bending of starlight in outer space, and we have maps of dark matter as a consequence. But we want to capture it. Capture it in the laboratory. We want to touch it. We want to play with it. And we don't simply want to have maps of it that are light years away. There are two ways to do it. The first is to build an atom smasher, the Large Hadron Collider, which can create dark matter. And that's what we're doing now. The Large Hadron Collider found the Higgs boson, and we're now trying to create dark matter in the laboratory. It's not dangerous, don't worry, because dark matter is practically inert when it interacts with ordinary matter. The second is to create a detector on the Earth, as the questioner asked. Let's say I have a swimming pool of cleaning fluid. In that swimming pool of cleaning fluid, there's lots of hydrogen with a proton. If dark matter hits the proton, it'll shatter the proton, and we should be able to detect the image of the shattering process. A piece of light, a little bit of light should be emitted when the proton is smashed apart. So we are living in a wind of dark matter. There you are, sitting in your living room, thinking that there's only atoms in the room, but no. We are living in a wind of dark matter. And this wind of dark matter may eventually collide with a proton, and in that way, we might be able to detect it. So, the leading detectors around the planet Earth are looking for it. Somebody could win the Nobel Prize any day by announcing that they've detected the spark of a dark matter collision in their detector, or that one day the Large Hadron Collider will detect dark matter. Now, why am I interested in this? I'm interested in this because I work on string theory. We think string theory is the theory that eluded Einstein for the last 30 years of his life. And string theory predicts a new form of matter, a new octave of the string. We are the lowest vibratory mode of the string. Everything you see around you is a vibrating string, and they're stable. But there's another layer above it, the next octave, and that layer, bingo, has a layer which is invisible and acts just like dark matter. So the candidate for dark matter is called the Photino. We have not yet found it, but the hope is that we will find the Photino either by creating it or by looking for its implosion with a proton in a detector, and perhaps that could pave the way for a Nobel Prize. But until then, we can only hope. Okay, well, let's take another short commercial break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic. Give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hey, this is Ricky from Banyan Hill. You like freedom? I do. You like money? I do too. If you like freedom and money, then you're going to love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who stakes their claim. Yep, you heard that right. $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com. Thousands of people are already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. If Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can too. But here's the thing. If you want the chance to grab your full fair share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by May 1st. So don't wait. Get over to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com before May 1st. That's www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
"Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?"
And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. The lines are open. You can always give us a call by calling 612-564-8135. Also, go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org, and be part of the people who want to know about the cutting edge of science. In fact, on Facebook, we have 3 million fans on Facebook, and on Twitter, we have over 600,000 people on Twitter. So find out what all the excitement is about by giving us a call or by going to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. Okay, let's move on now to the next listener phone call.
Hi, I'm Brendan Glover from Indiana, Pennsylvania. My question is, does consciousness require continuous time? If so, can artificial intelligence experience consciousness?
Well, you asked the $64,000 question that everyone is debating. Right now, artificially intelligent machines are not conscious. But what happens when they do become conscious? What does that mean? What does that mean for our safety, for the economy, and so on and so forth? Well, first of all, let me say that all technologies are double-edged swords. One side of the sword can cut against disease, poverty, ignorance, and usher in an age of Aquarius. The other side of the sword can cut against people, cut against you and me. And what is the difference between these two? Who controls? Who wields the sword? Who controls the double-edged sword of technology? The same thing with artificial intelligence. Right now, artificial intelligence is still pretty primitive. Our most advanced robots have the intelligence of a cockroach. In fact, if you take a cockroach and put a cockroach in the forest, immediately the cockroach will know what to do. It'll go out and find food. It'll find mates. It'll find shelter. You don't have to program the cockroach. The cockroach all by itself can figure it all out. Now, you take our most advanced computer, our most advanced robot, and you put it in the middle of a forest. What does it do? It gets lost. That's how primitive our robots are. And, however, let's be fair, even though it means that for decades to come, robots are not going to be a threat, eventually they're going to be as smart as a mouse, then a rat, then a rabbit, then a cat, then a dog, and finally they'll be as smart as a monkey. At that point, they could become conscious, and they could be dangerous, in fact. What is a tipping point? The tipping point is self-awareness. Robots are adding machines. We forget that. They don't know who they are. They don't know the difference between a human or a robot. But eventually, they'll figure it out. I mean, after all, we are made out of wetware. We figured it out. So hardware, why can't hardware do what wetware already does? Well, that's a big question, of course. But self-awareness, robots don't have it yet. Maybe by the end of the century, they'll have self-awareness. At that point, they could be dangerous. At that point, I think we should put a chip in their brain to shut them off if they have murderous thoughts. But in the meantime, I think robots can energize the economy, provide jobs, open up whole new areas of economic activity. So the short term is, I think robots are going to be one of the drivers of economic growth. In the long term, however, we have to make sure that we control this technology because it could easily slip out of our control. Okay, let's take a short commercial break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Get a copy of my latest book, The Future of Humanity, where I have a discussion of what happens when robots get too smart and perhaps have even more consciousness than us. Then what do we do? Stay tuned.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. The lines are open. You're not going to get a busy signal. Leave a recording. Call 612-564-8135. Leave your name. Call letters of the radio station if you're listening to radio and the city you're calling from, and here is your chance. Here's your chance to ask that question about science on national radio. Okay, let's move on now to the next listener phone call.
Hi, Dr. Kaku. My name is Corey, and I live in Boulder, Colorado. I'm curious, knowing that ice ages end civilizations historically, in our infantile attempt to become a type 1 civilization, are elevated CO2 levels beneficial in trying to ward off an incoming ice age? Thank you for your consideration. I greatly enjoy following you over the last several years, if not the last decade. Thank you for all you do. Bye-bye.
Well, thank you for the compliment. And first of all, let me say that ice ages are not pleasant things. The last ice age ended about 10,000 years ago. And before that, in the middle of the ice age, we humans had no civilization to speak of. We were savages. Savages wandering around, desperately searching for shelter, for warmth, desperately looking for every scrap of food that we could. Most of North America was covered by a half a mile of ice. Let me repeat that. Most of North America was covered with half a mile of ice. So civilization as we know it was impossible. We lived in small bands of maybe 100 people. If the group got too big, the group would fission in half, and two tribes would separate, and then later they would war with each other. It was not a very pleasant form of existence, freezing to death, starving to death in the middle of an ice age. But then something magical happened 10,000 years ago. The ice melted. Why? We don't know. We're clueless. The leading theory is that there's a slight wobbling of the orbit of the Earth. The axis of the Earth seems to wobble a tiny bit. And averaged over thousands of years, it could cause the temperature of the Earth to rise or to fall. So we are in an interglacial period. In another 10,000 years, we'll probably have another ice age. So in other words, in 10,000 years, once again, we're going to be covered with half a mile of ice. And civilization, as we know it, will have to go underground or into outer space. Now, you mentioned type 1, type 2, type 3 civilizations. So let me very quickly summarize that. A type 1 civilization is maybe 100 years more advanced than us, and they control the weather. They would be able to modify the weather to avoid ice ages because it doesn't take much. doesn't take much over thousands of years to begin to alter the temperature of the Earth, but we don't know how to do that. A type 1 civilization is planetary. They control the weather. They can influence earthquakes and volcanoes. They have cities on the ocean. Anything planetary, they control, like Buck Rogers or Flash Gordon. Type 2 is stellar. They control the power of the sun. They can avoid ice ages because they control the power of sunlight. They control stars. They have colonized the sector of the galaxy that we live in, like the Federation of Planets in Star Trek. Type 3 is galactic, like Star Wars. They control the power of black holes. They roam the galactic space lanes. But we are type 0. We're about 100 years from being type 1. So in other words, can we avoid an ice age? Well, first of all, the next ice age is maybe 10, 20,000 years from now. But the answer is, right now, no. But in 100 years' time, we may have the technology to influence the weather itself. However, as you know, the weather is warming up. And the question is it a race against time? Will the Earth warm up to the point where life becomes unlivable? Or will we be able to harness the power of a Type 1 civilization and control the weather itself? That is a big question mark. Okay, let's move on to the next listener phone call.
Hello, my name is Hunter Gaudio from Villanova University. I saw your tweet, and I was wondering if you think that human beings can extend their average lifespan past 100 years without significant genetic modification. Thank you.
Well, I think you said the key phrase, significant genetic modification. I think that it does require genetic modification. I don't think any diet or any simple fix will allow us to lengthen our lifespan. But we'll talk about after the break. Let's take a short break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612-564-8135.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. Did you know that I'm about 75% better? I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know.
GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. The number to call is 612-564-8135. And the website that you should dial into is mkaku.org, mkaku.org. Well, a caller called in and said, is it possible to lengthen our lifespan? Well, the answer is yes. But can we do it without genetic modification? And that's real tough. First of all, with caloric restriction, you don't need genetic modification. You can almost double the lifespan of most animals. You eat 30% less, you live 30% longer. It's an amazing development. We've tested it out on almost all organisms, starting with yeast cells, spiders, insects, mammals, now with primates. And yeah, you eat 30% less calories, you live 30% longer. But one major species has been omitted, Homo sapiens. We complain too much. We bellyache too much. We sue the doctor if we're inconvenienced. So as a consequence, doctors don't want to do this experiment on humans. It's too difficult. Now, with genetic modification, a whole new avenue opens up. First of all, we have telomerase, an enzyme which stops the clock. Your skin cells age, they divide about 60 times, and then they go into senescence and eventually die. In fact, that's one reason why you die. There's a clock, a biological clock. Well, telomerase stops the clock. Now, what's the catch? The catch is that cancer cells also use telomerase, because cancer cells are immortal. Why do cancer cells kill you? They kill you precisely because they are immortal. They grow and they grow until they form a tumor. That tumor grows and grows until it kills you. So, if we have telomerase, we could actually stop the clock. But we have to do it in a way so that cells don't become cancerous. And also, we're beginning to locate the genes involved in the aging process. If I have a car, aging takes place in the engine. Everybody knows that. But what is the engine of a cell? The engine of a cell is the mitochondria, and sure enough, that's where a lot of aging takes place. If we have genetic engineering, we can then correct the defects that accumulate in cells. So there are many ways in which aging may be reversed. The simplest way would be, for example, to scan the genes of millions of old people, then scan the genes of millions of young people, and look where aging takes place in the genome, and then fix it. Why can't we do it? A, because we haven't isolated all the genes where damage takes place. And B, even if we could, we don't have gene therapy at the level where we could at will correct misspellings in our genes. So to conclude, A, we do not have the fountain of youth, but B, is it possible? And the answer is yes. There's no reason why we can't live hundreds and hundreds of years. For example, the Greenland shark can live over 400 years of age. We know that because the eyeball of the Greenland shark adds a layer every year, like a tree ring. By counting the rings, you can actually tell the age of a Greenland shark, and they are over 400 years of age. So is it possible that we could have the fountain of youth? And that is yes. Do we have it? No. But who knows? I think in the coming decades, we may get a handle on it. And yeah, I think that in the coming decades, we may be able to slow down and maybe stop the aging process. Okay, let's move on now to the next listener phone call.
Hi, my name is Steve Tensmeyer. I'm calling from Irvine, California, and I have a question. If gravity is the mass displacing or bending four-dimensional space, then why is gravity described as a force and not simply the shape of four-dimensional space? In other words, why do we say gravity is acting on us when it really should be we're simply following the shortest path between two points in four-dimensional space? Or are those simply two ways of describing the same thing? Thank you.
Well, you ask a very interesting question. First of all, we have the old thinking going back to Isaac Newton of 300 years ago, thinking that gravity is a force. No, you're right. Gravity is not a force. The idea of gravity being a force was introduced by Newton because he didn't know what was causing objects to move. Objects move because they're pushed. Objects move because they're pushed by, we think, a force of some sort. But what is pushing an object as it falls under gravity? Nothing. There's nothing there pushing it. So Einstein said, no, there is something there pushing a ball as it goes to the floor. What is pushing the ball is space itself, the warping of space itself. So, for example, think of a quote from Shakespeare. Shakespeare said that we're all actors on the stage of life. That's a Newtonian picture, that we dance on the stage of life. Einstein comes along and says, no. The stage of life is warped. So as you walk across the stage of life, you think there's a force. There's no force at all. There's no force at all. But you think there's a force pushing you to the left, pushing you to the right. It is the warping of the stage itself. So in other words, to summarize all this discussion, gravity is not attracting you to the floor. Space is pushing you down into the floor. And so that, in some sense, is the essence of Einstein's great insight into gravity. Gravity is not a force at all. There's no force of attraction holding you down to the floor. It's that space on top of you is pushing you down. That's why you're sitting in your chair. That's why you're standing in your room. Not because of a pull, but because of a push. Well, unfortunately, we have run out of time in Science Fantastic. Once again, this has been Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. You can always give us a call at 612-564-8135. Ask a question, make a comment, and perhaps your thoughts will be heard on national radio. And be sure to go to my website. It's mkaku.org, mkaku.org, and pick up a copy of my latest book, The Future of Humanity, about our future in outer space. We're going back to outer space starting next year. Find out what all the excitement is about by getting my new New York Times bestseller, The Future of Humanity.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.